stay.
But baby, we're quarantined.
I gotta go away.
What about the CDC?
This evening has been
the same as every
so
night.
So very nice.
Let's smoke some more weed and watch Nick at Night.
My mother will start to worry.
Why is she showing symptoms?
My father will be pacing the floor.
In the ICU, I'm sure.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Aren't you just a little bit worried?
Maybe just a half a drink more.
No time to act like such a drunk
the
whore.
The neighbors might think
it's the end of time.
Hey, what's in this drink?
Robitussin, DM.
I wish I knew how.
2 tablespoons every 4 hours.
To break the spell.
It's not a spell. I think
why,
it's COVID-19.
You? I ought to say no, no, no,
I can
sir.
Stay 6 feet away.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
I just don't want you to die.
I really can't stay.
But there's a mandate.
Baby,
maybe there's
COVID
outside.
You're very pushy, man.
Sorry. Just worried about your health.
I simply must go.
Baby, we're quarantined.
The answer is no.
Why don't you just listen to me?
God, the welcome is being
an act of humanity.
So nice and warm.
Let's check your temperature just to be sure.
The sister will be suspicious.
Yeah, but that bitch ain't a physician.
Be there at the door.
He better be wearing a mask.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Maybe she has dementia.
Or maybe just a cigarette.
Cigarette? Gross.
And I don't even smoke.
Oh, good.
I gotta get home.
You'll catch the China flu.
Say, let me or come.
It's way too big on you.
You really be grand.
I know I'm the man.
But don't you see?
I just wanna make sure that you can breathe.
It's about to be talk tomorrow.
It better be, I host a talk show.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you get the Rona and die,
I really can't stay.
But the state says you should.
Maybe
there's cold. Maybe there's COVID outside.
Okay, fine. Just another drink then.
Just trying to save your life. Crazy bitch. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It is the day before Thanksgiving, or as we call it around my house, Fat Christmas Eve. There'll be so much cooking and stuff starting tonight. So while we're doing our show, the Johnny B Show, 10 to midnight tonight, I'll be running back and forth to the kitchen. You know, 'cause I'm broadcasting from home still. And, but I'll be running back and forth, trying to, prep, and Leah will be, she'll be in there, going at it. Like, she is, my sous chef. So she will be, and she's actually more of a chef. She does a lot of the sides now. I just let her handle it. She's so good at it. So like that green bean casserole, that's hers. She, you know, she's better than me at the green bean casserole.
And you make your own. You're not using the mushroom soup. You're making your
hell
own roux.
No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. We use fresh green beans. We make our own. Yeah. Everything's from scratch. Like there's no canned foods, you know, nothing like that. Nothing against people that do it that way. You know, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's elevated at my house, you know, like we're real deal.
So what is the roux exactly? What is a roux? I don't even know what that is.
Roux is very easy. Roux is equal parts flour and butter is how you start a roux. That's, you know, that's basically. So, yeah. So, or any fat. Fat and flour starts a roux. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about like bacon fat and flour? Could you do that?
You could, but I wouldn't recommend it. I would do that for a gravy, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't think I would do that for there's plenty of bacon already in our green bean casserole, so you don't want to over bacon it. I mean, it's
sure.
It's a beautiful thing. There's gonna be bacon just, you know, laden into every, like, you know, my turkey is wrapped in bacon, you know. I do a blanket of bacon over my entire turkey. I even spiral bacon around its little turkey legs. So my turkey gets the treatment, son. Like, we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving later. We're going to actually take calls on food and Thanksgiving side dishes and stuff in just a little bit here. Let's grab a couple phone calls real fast. I don't want to leave these guys on hold. Let's go to Bill on line 2. Hey, Bill. What's going on, dude?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You
Thanks,
too.
Bud.
Question for you. The baby, it's cold outside. Who did that, and where can I find that? That would make great theme music tomorrow.
Thank you. That's actually me singing with Idina Menzel, a good friend of mine. And so that's part of the COVID Christmas, the Johnny's COVID Christmas album that I'm working on. And we're going to be selling that here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully sooner. I'm working on like 3 or 4 more songs to complete the album this weekend. And all the money that we're collect from that is going to be going to Metropolitan Ministries to help out for the holidays. So that was a sneak preview. That's actually me singing.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for the happy thoughts with that song this morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, man.
Stay safe and healthy.
You too, Bill. Thanks. Glad somebody likes it. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Got a tweet yesterday from JoJo. She really liked it. Mm-hmm. So that's 2 people that like one of my Christmas songs. That makes me happy.
Very I'm good. Sure there's way more than that. Way more than that.
I don't know. But I play it for Leah, right? But she's so used to everything I do, right? So she doesn't give me, like, praise anymore. She just, you know, she expects me to know that she likes everything I do. And she's just like, you know, I play it for her right when I record it. I go, what do you think? She's like, yeah, I like it. That's good.
Yeah, there is my favorite one is it was a little too short. So due to the time constraints of the bone bonus, I play that one's great. Don't get me wrong,
right.
The baby, it's COVID outside, but it's beginning to look a lot like COVID. Is my favorite of the 3. Well, I like the Kelly one too, but Kelly's kind of for the Johnny B show because we have this crazy caller Kelly who smokes crack and meth. You kind of did it in his voice, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beginning to look a lot like COVID. The juxtaposition of that song being such a happy song and the realities of the pandemic that we are in sandwiched in. We should play that one later. Maybe we could do that next hour.
It's okay with me.
I don't want to enjoy it because it is like real life. You talk about people getting laid off. You're talking about getting mm-hmm. sick. Like, these are realities of the world that we're living in right now into a Christmas song, which is fun and cheery.
Right. But as a stand-up comic, that's what we do is we take horrible, horrible situations and we make light of it so that you can laugh about it and it kind of helps you deal with the stress of stuff. That's why, you know, the best comedians, the ones that I look up to the most, talk about the most horrific things and make you laugh about it. So anybody can do fart jokes. But if you could take something like the pandemic and make it funny, So that was something I struggled with all this year with the few shows that I have, you know, like, you know, getting on stage and talking about protests, you know, to a crowd of people with, you know, from different backgrounds and different political views and to try to, you know, make them laugh at something that is so disturbing, you know, and it's so, you know, just polarizing, you know. So that was one of the things that I try to tackle all the things that are going on with us. So it's tough, but, you know, that's something that that I think will help people actually get through all this crap is if we can try to find a way to laugh, you know, every now and then. And it just sucks right now. This is a tough year for comics.
I know that it was intended to be funny. I didn't really find it funny, but it's my favorite one. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get the baby, it's COVID outside. It's funny and it's a good tune. This one is, I don't know. I guess it's just the reality of it. It's a piece of art, I think. It really is. You did a fine job with especially that one.
Well, that one, the reason why I really loved that one was I'm bringing back a classic that's been canceled because of the date rape kind of vibe to it, right? Because everybody's just freaking out over it. It's like, you know, this whole time we've been celebrating the song. And he's trying to get this girl drunk and slip things in her drink so he could bang her. And, you know, she keeps telling him no, and he keeps pushing it on her. And, you know, it's how you take the song. You know, like, you know, the way I took the song and I still take the song was she's kind of playing it. She's playing up to it. You know, she really don't want to go.
Well, it was making her keep her ladiness, being like, oh, you had, that type of thing. But she really was trying to get up on that ding dong. She just, she just doesn't want to be like, hey, I'm whipping, you know, take it out. She's not a tow truck driver. She's a lady.
Right. If anything, she's seducing him by playing hard to get, right? Like that's a whole game, you know, it's the way it's always been. We just do it differently in different generations. So back then, you know, that was, That was her, you know, like, I really should go, because she wants him to go, no, it's cold. Come on, stay in here. Look, I just roofied you. Right. And she's like, yes, I wanted to be roofied so bad.
Well, not that. Yeah, what? I mean, if the chorus was of that song was a woman screaming for help, it would be
yes.
a little different. Of course, yeah. there's a line in the sand there. But, yeah, it just that was a song where the lady was being a lady and she didn't want to be, you know,
right.
a whore.
No.
She wanted to be but she definitely was into it. You could tell.
This was before Megan Thee Stallion was born. So
yeah.
women
That's
approach.
Funny thing. That is the funny thing about that, too, is that the same, you know, people that are complaining about this song will happily turn up WAP in their car and jam out to it. But I guess it's because, you know, the ladies, you know, flaunting it around. But I don't know. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
I know. Let's grab a phone call real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
When sports breaks, some people show up late. Now on the Johnny
on the Calto show,
your late sports update with Joe.
Hey Joe.
Johnny B, happy birthday, World Coots.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice.
We're 3.5-point underdogs. It'll probably be 4 by kickoff. I hope Ali Marpet gets back in the fold to suit up on Sunday, but I'm getting nervous about this one. But if we play our A game, we should take them down.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. He's talking about the Bucks versus Kansas City, 4:25 kickoff. This Sunday, there's a lot of people that are even though the Bucks are a slight underdog at home, there's a lot of people thinking the Bucks are going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Kansas City Chiefs they tend to play down sometimes, you know, like they've struggled with the Raiders. The Bucks killed the Raiders. The Bucks also seem to like to bounce back after a disappointing game, especially a disappointing game on primetime. So I would not be shocked if the Bucks came out and really played their ass off on Sunday. So I don't know.
I think it's going to be a tight game. And also the Ravens, their whole half their offensive line has got COVID. So the Steelers might roll them Sunday
Ooh.
Or tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow night.
Yeah. 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 There's 3 games for Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of good games to fall asleep on the couch. You know, during your food coma, during the first game, I think is the worst. What is it like, Redskins and
the Lions?
It's a stinker. Whatever it is, it's not good. So, well, thanks, Joe.
I just want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. You guys have a great time and be safe. And I love the show,
Joe. Before
thanks,
you
buddy.
Go quickly, any news on Charlie Morton?
No news on Charlie Morton.
Oh, okay.
He'll have that for us tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you. All right. Thanks, Joe. Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
You too, buddy.
Later, pal. You too. There you go.
727-579-1025.
800-771-1025. You're just joining us this morning, just hopped in your car, probably on your commute to work, and you're like, why is this fat a-hole talking instead of Mike Calta? They are on vacation, and we are filling in. Myself, Johnny B, Will Koontz on his birthday. And, of course, Ryan Hoppy is with us, making sure this ship doesn't sink. Doing a great job. We'll be here all the way up until 10 o'clock, and then Ryan Hoppy will be hosting a recap of the news for the after show. And yeah, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, just like you fine folks.
You get to hear me read out loud again. I'm so humiliated. That's haunted me all last break. It's so much pressure. It's so much pressure.
It is, you know, because you're also filling some huge, huge shoes, you know, Galvin. Nobody does the news like Galvin does. So
that's right.
He's very, very good at it. I mean, he comes in, you know, 2 hours early and puts all that, you know, together. And I'm sure he works on it, you know, the whole night before. So he's a perfectionist. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why he makes the big bucks. Mm-hmm. Works on the morning show. He's good at it.
True
been doing
that.
It for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. So. All right. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about, the typical Thanksgiving sides. All right. It's obligatory. We have to, because people are going to be asking all night tonight. My Facebook's going to blow up. Twitter's going to blow up, and people are going to be like, what should I do with this? And what kind of sides with this? We have a ranking of Thanksgiving sides from Thrillist.com, and they're the ones that love to rank every damn thing. And I'm going to go through here. I'm going to name a side, and I want you guys to tell me in the top 15 where you think this side is in the order of top sides for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I agree with some of this stuff. Some of this stuff's not making it on my table. Like, it's just not happening, right? Yeah. So, all right. Where do you think corn is placed? Like, just a plain old ear of corn. Yeah.
Like corn on the cob?
On the cob.
On the cob.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I do enjoy it on the cob.
It is good.
However, I'm not a big fan of eating it because your teeth, you just got crap in your teeth, you know.
Oh, boo-hoo. Get some floss.
I'm going to say it's pretty low. Actually, it might be kind of, because when I think Thanksgiving, I think turkey and ears of corn.
Mm.
So it might be kind of higher. I'm going to say it's right in the middle of the pack at number 8.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you think corn lies on this list, top 15 sides?
I will say number 7, lucky 7.
Ooh, actually, guys, this thing is way at the bottom. Number 14, that's right, number 14 on this list.
I like corn.
I do too, but I like for Thanksgiving, we do a corn casserole.
Yeah, which that's
is good. So good.
It's kind of like cornbread and bread pudding had a baby. So it's very moist, very delicious. Oh, that's my alarm, guys. I got to get up normally for the day job.
Scared the hell out of me. There's already this light going off, and I'm like, oh, God, now there's sirens in here.
You like that? That was nice. No, sorry. I got so many alarms set, dude. I'm an old man now, so my phone just reminds me all day long for everything. It's like, time to take your pill. I'm like, thank you, cellular phone, for being my boss. All right. Roasted root vegetables. If you don't know what a root vegetable is, carrots, turnips, beets. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say those are near the bottom, though, too. I say that those might be last place.
Okay. Hoppy, what do you think a good roasted root vegetable
is? I'm going to go with last place.
No, number 11.
What?
This list, the Thrillist could suck it. This is stupid, right?
How is corn worse than that?
I don't know. I'm going to have some grilled vegetables. You know, I do like to throw a little bit of vegetables on my big green egg or my, because my Sweet Smoke Q, QDS grill, my barrel smoker, that's going to have my turkey in it. So I'm smoking my turkey, but then I'm also smoking a ham. So I'm gonna have both my smokers going. But what I do is as I'm firing up the egg for my ham, while it's heating up, I'll throw vegetables on there and let those get nice and charred until I get my temp up to where I want it and get it regulated for the ham.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have some grilled vegetables, probably some Brussels sprouts. I like to put those on the grill, get a little char on them. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. And then we toss them and onions, garlic, bacon, a little balsamic. Huh?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, girl.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Glazed carrots. Glazed.
Oh, come on.
Glazed, that sounds dirty.
Glazed are better than normal carrots. Carrots,
right.
You know, stink. I'm going to say that's pretty low, though. What about 13?
So close. Glazed carrots, and I won't make you even guess, Ryan Hoppy, because it's wrong. Number 12 on this list. Yeah, I mean, you got to do stuff to carrots. Carrots, the best place for those is in a cake, you know?
Yeah.
But if I am going to cook carrots, I like to cook them down, and I like to get them a little soft and a ton of butter, you know, and maybe, you know, if you're going to go the sweeter route, if, you know, a little bit of brown sugar. But, yeah, carrots,
not
they
great.
Suck, right?
Not great, no.
Yeah, not good at all. I'm looking at this list, dude, and I don't know. I'm kind of wondering. It does get better. Gravy. Where's gravy at on this list?
Gravy's
how's gravy a side? Gravy's stuff you put on sides.
Right.
I don't
get
that.
Yeah.
Weird.
I guess it's
a condiment.
On the side of the actual dish, which is the turkey or the ham is the main attraction, and then you got sides around it. Gravy's got to be up there. I'm going to say 5.
Nailed it. Ding, 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 ding.
Sweet.
Number 5 is gravy. Because most Thanksgiving food cooked by most people is dry and gross, right? So most people's turkey is kind of horrible. So they have to pour gravy and cranberry sauce and everything all over your dumb turkey in order to make it edible. So my turkey don't need gravy. So we probably won't even have gravy. We might have gravy. Maybe.
Oh, you got to have some gravy. Come on.
Maybe. I'll probably make a gravy. This is for you guys. You know, but gravy's easy to make. Nice pan gravy. You get the drippings from the turkey fat, and you put it in there, and you know how to make gravy. Everybody knows how to make gravy.
I don't know how to make gravy.
Well, Google it. Stuffing, Will, which will be, once again, probably the star of my Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Stuffing, now, are we talking dressing or stuffing, or are they combining the two? Are they different things?
It's the same thing, all right?
Yeah, it's not, though. I mean, one's better. Stuffing's better. Well,
no, you think shoving it into bird makes it taste better?
Yeah, it makes it more moist.
No.
Yeah.
No! You know what makes it moist? Chicken stock, butter. That's what makes it moist.
Yeah, but if you stuff the turkey with the stuffing, you get all the herbs and spices from the stuffing that kind of bake into the turkey, right?
Oh, makes it grandma, better. That is such an old, antiquated theory on turkey.
No, it's not.
And I'm sure some of my culinarians are listening right now. No, you know what you jam up the ass of your turkey, Will? Aromatics, my friend. And I hope I'm teaching people today. You slice up some fruit. Some apples, some oranges. You get some fresh herbs. There should be fresh herbs as part of your meal. And you shove that up that damn carcass. Just jam her in there with the aromatics. Bam! You don't put no dry-ass breadcrumbs up your turkey's butt. That's stupid. You put the aromatics in there, like rosemary, just sprigs of it, thyme. Some sage, just jam it in there. The turkey's like, ah! And then you go, whatever it does. And you just jam it in there. That's
Cardi
what
B
makes
the
turkey
there?
Good.
Cooking Cardi yes. B for Thanksgiving?
Dude, I'd love to have Cardi B over for Thanksgiving.
I carved that up.
Something that may not make my table this year, because I found out that Leah hates it.
Oh, no.
Cranberry sauce.
I don't hate cranberry sauce. I don't love cranberry sauce, though.
That's where she's at. That's kind of where she's at, too. She doesn't hate it, but she's not crazy about it.
Yeah. I feel like it belongs on the plate, but it's more just to make it more visually pleasing, you know?
Here's what kind of hurts my feelings. I make a homemade cranberry sauce with Grand Marnier and orange juice, and I cook it down, you know, fresh cranberries, brown sugar, you know, and I macerate it, and I get it nice. It's got a little chunk to it, but it's just... will pop just a real pow flavor in your mouth. And then I make that for people, and they're like, that's pretty good. But, you know, I just like it out of the can. People
Some
love
people,
the crap in
yeah,
the can.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not, you know what? At this point, I give up.
You're just gonna get it out of the can. How hard yeah. is it to make yours as compared? I mean, I know that opening a can would be easier, but, you know, it's got to be pretty easy. You just roast some cranberries, right?
I put cranberries in a pan, you know, in a saute pan. I pour in... you know, Grand Marnier, and I cook it down, you know, and then I add my I add pomegranate juice, orange juice, brown sugar, cook it down, and then I take a kind of a potato masher, and I kind of just smush the cranberries, you know, make sure they're popping and all the juice is released and all that, and then I let it simmer for a while, and then put it in the fridge, and it thickens up all nice. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
No,
there you go.
It's pretty easy. I mean, I would rather have it than not, but you just a little will do you on the cranberry sauce.
Mac and cheese. Where does that fall on our list?
Oh, mac and cheese. See, yeah. I feel like that's regional, so it might be lower on the list than it should be, but I'm a big fan of mac and cheese. I'm mm-hmm. going to say that comes in right in the middle of the pack because I think a lot of the country doesn't really know about it. Let's
really?
Say 7.
Okay. Ryan Hoppy, are you a big mac and cheese guy?
Sort of. I like good mac and cheese, not from the box. You know, like it has to be like homemade.
Right. Oh, I'll eat garbage mac and cheese.
Oh,
I don't
see,
care. I'll eat Kraft dinner.
I like
crap.
Mac when you go to like a barbecue place and you get a side of mac and cheese. Like that is just so good.
Girl.
I'll say number 8.
No, mac and cheese is high. You guys, apparently it's more popular all over the country. It's number 2 on this list.
Oh, my
so.
God.
Okay, that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Mac and cheese, not going to be on my Thanksgiving dinner. It's a Christmas side for me. Mac and cheese is. I know. I see the disappointment on your face, Will. Sorry. It's just not. Sorry. It's Christmas. You'll be over for Christmas, hopefully. You know?
We'll see. Right.
Oh,
we'll
man.
See. I don't know now.
Sorry, man. You know? You told me stuffing and green bean casserole were obligatory, and that's
and
what we have.
And mac and cheese.
I didn't know about mac and cheese.
You were here, weren't you?
Yeah.
Didn't I say mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my number 3. See?
All right. God dang it. Maybe I'll. Maybe I'll swing by a store.
No, nah, you don't have to. It's all good.
No, it's fine. No, no, it's fine.
It's only my birthday. No, man. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. And you know what? You're right, Hoppy. Barbecue restaurants have the best mac and cheese.
It's so
hands down.
Good, dude. Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, they understand. Barbecue, like the sides are as important as the meat in a lot of barbecue joints. So, yeah, the mac and cheese is very, very important. My mac and cheese has to be super creamy. It has to have a ton of flavor, and I'm gonna be look. Somebody might be disappointed when they hear this, but I use Velveeta in my homemade mac and cheese.
It's great.
It's so
There's
good.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't like right. Those two. I tried to make mac and cheese last year, and I actually did a pretty good one. I used Miguel's recipe from Hot, and it was very good, but it didn't have that creaminess to it. I doubled up on the cheese that he said to put in there. It just didn't have that creaminess, and that's what Velveeta has.
Does Miguel use Velveeta?
No, it's all it's like real mac and cheese.
He does a bechamel.
What's that? What did you say? Is that English?
Yeah, it's French. A bechamel sauce. French, okay.
No,
well, that's how you, it's basically it's a cheese sauce, a roux for mac and cheese. That's how you start.
Okay, well,
real mac and cheese.
That's what you need. Same thing on a burger. As far as cheese on a burger, give me a slice of Velveeta on there. I know it's not cheese. I get it. It's better than cheese in that scenario.
Yeah, so I used to go like super extreme chefy, like making a cheese sauce, and I would use, you know, the real fancy cheeses, you know. And, you know, a nice Havarti or Gouda or something. And then one day Leah's like, let's just make some mac and cheese with Velveeta. And I was like, bitch, are you crazy? And she's like, trust me. And I go, fine. So I got a big ass block of Velveeta and got some really good pasta and made some mac and cheese. I was like, God dang it. She's right, man. This is so good. Like, it's so creamy and so good. I felt like a real butthole. So, that's how I do my mac and cheese. Your favorite, Will, maybe green bean casserole. Where's that fall on the list?
See, I grew up with my mom makes the green bean casserole, which is very good. Don't get me wrong, but she uses the cream of mushroom soup. But I feel like it's a staple at every Thanksgiving meal that I've ever been to, whether it's my family's or somebody else's house. They always have green bean casserole. So I'm going to say it's up there. And I'm going to say it's number one.
Ooh. Hoppy, where are you at on the old casserole?
I will say
of the green beans?
Number nine.
Whew, boy, Hoppy is closer. Number eight on the Thrillist list of top Thanksgiving sides. But I think that they are going with your common cream of mushroom soup, canned green bean casserole. And you know what annoys me is when people will not get off of that. Like I have people all the time go, there's nothing better than green bean casserole with canned green beans and cream. And I go, no, you have to try a real green bean casserole. And they will not budge. They're like, no, my mom's is the best and you're wrong. And I go, you're just being a jerk. Like you got, if you taste my green bean casserole, I'm sorry, Leah's green bean casserole. Now you taste it. You will punch your mom in the face. You'll throw her crap on the floor.
It's
is
much
what you'll
better.
Do.
It is much better. But there's nothing wrong, by the way. You know, going back to, I am, you know, trash ass. I'm Florida white
trash.
I'll
eat the crappy stuff.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah. It's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's like saying, you know, who's got a better burger, you know, In-N-Out or McDonald's? I mean, obviously, In-N-Out's got a better burger, but that don't mean I won't eat a McDonald's burger.
Oh, for sure.